Hello, and welcome to Eisner Amper's Technology Podcast Series. With more than 500 technology clients, we're always interested in the latest industry trends and developments, as well as any related business and accounting opportunities and challenges. Today, we're talking about Amazon's acquisition of Middle Eastern e-commerce company Souq. I'm your host, Dave Plasko, and with us today is Dave Katz, Senior Audit Manager in Eisner Amper's Technology and Life Sciences Practice. You know it, you love it, it's the Dave and Dave Show. Dave, greetings and salutations.
Dave, good to be here again.
So Dave, it looks like Amazon has taken another step on its way to global domination.
Yep, here we are talking Amazon again in their acquisition of Dubai-based Souq.com.
Tell us a little bit about Souq.
Sure, so founded in 2005 by Syrian entrepreneur Ronaldo Mouchaour, has about 45 million monthly online visitors, and sells more than 8 million products to the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, Qatar, and Egypt. Company valued at about $1 billion and has 3,000 or so employees.
Okay, so that's a decent-sized company. What does the deal look like?
So terms weren't yet disclosed, but it's estimated the deal is valued between $650 and $800 million. Interestingly, Amazon was only looking to acquire about a 30% stake, and then it went all in and did the whole thing here. So Goldman Sachs, who handled the deal, called this the biggest ever technology M&A transaction in this part of the world.
Okay. And Souq had a few other interested parties, correct?
Yeah, there were a few others. eBay, some other local retail groups were kicking the tires here, and a Dubai-based mall developer reportedly made an $800 million offer, and that developer is now backing another Middle Eastern e-commerce site, Noon, which hopes to go live this year.
Okay, so a lot of e-commerce activity in that part of the world.
Yeah.
What does the Middle Eastern e-tail landscape look like?
Yeah, so currently only about 2% of retail purchases there are made online, which seems like a low number. But online sales growth is expected to grow at about 30% annually and eclipse $27 billion by 2020. So that's due to a growing population of younger, tech-oriented customers, and you see the rest of the world where a lot is going to internet.
Sure, a lot of room for growth there.
Yeah.
Now, why is this an important acquisition for Amazon?
Yeah, so they're entering a market with significant growth potential, like I mentioned. And then geographically, you may be looking at a showdown between Amazon and Alibaba in the rapidly developing Indian market.
Yeah, a couple of powerhouses there. So it looks like things are looking pretty rosy for Amazon's CEO Jeff Bezos these days, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. He just passed Warren Buffett to become the second wealthiest person on the planet, net worth of somewhere around $75 billion.
Wow, that's certainly nothing to sneeze at.
Nope.
Well, gracias, Dave, again, as always, for your insights.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
And thank you for listening to the Dave and Dave Show as part of the Eisner Amper podcast series. Visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. And join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast when we get down to business.